The Cleveland Browns are taking over the air for their first ever Radiothon starting September 9th. They'll be accepting bids for one-of-a-kind experiences you can only get from the Cleveland Browns. All proceeds go to the Cleveland Browns Foundation. Online bidding is open now on clevelandbrowns.com.
We felt that these guys are talented NFL corners that were worthy of being on the roster. And the number is towards the high end, but once you get above your minimum requirements at each position, you look to keep the best players just in general. So you never want to keep a guy just for the sake of filling out a quota, as long as you've met the position minimum that you can function on game day. So there's a couple different ways to get the pass rush. If you don't feel you have guys that can win one-on-one, then I think you have to scheme it up, which is something that I think our system has been successful doing over the years, really matched it to whatever particular talent was available. And I just think that the trend in the league, the spread offenses, the ability to match up and single guys up, and that's a big part of what we do. We don't play a lot of split safety cover two, where corners are really essentially almost playing an outside linebacker type position, not much deep responsibility. I mean, we need guys that can match up and can run, and that's why we were fortunate to feel that we found as many as we did, and we were able to keep them. He's got to have some length to him, but I have seen him come in all different shapes and sizes, but I just, given the size of the wideouts in the league, I think you have to have length, and the ability to makeup speed is important, and the just the timing thing. You'll see a lot of shorter corners that can cover taller wideouts because they have a good sense of timing. You know, when to jump, when to play a ball, when to play into the receiver's hands. So that's the guys that have a real good knack for it. Obviously, are the premier guys. The other guys will play. I mean, and Terrence has improved in the third down stuff. I wouldn't rule it out. That I wouldn't say Ben is going to exclusively be our third down back. But if we had to put a guy out there first, it'll be him. But I don't think you can have in this division, in the league nowadays, I just think it's hard to have that one back that just over 16 game season just has a lion's share of the repetitions. I think you have to do it by committee. I'm not. The NFL, it's a lot of rookies are playing. So if we didn't feel that way, then we wouldn't have gone that way with the roster and potentially could have brought in a veteran guy as that fourth back. But it was a situation where we felt we could make the team better, and we trust in our coaches that we can get our guys coached up and be functional in games. It's not, because you just believe in the system. You believe in how you're coaching guys, and I'm also not a fan of it for just in general. If you feel like you made a mistake drafting a guy, don't hold on him. I've seen that mistake made over the years. You evaluate when you're putting that roster together, very much a very narrow focus. Who are our best players and who can help us win, and how they were acquired, I don't think really comes into play. It'll be game by game. We have a leadership council, so those guys are really kind of act as the captains on a daily basis. But we'll do captains by each game. We're preparing for it. I mean, that was a big part of their success last year, especially towards the end of the year. And it's something it's not any secret that's something that Ben enjoys working in. And I just think that's a trend that's spreading throughout the league. I just think anytime you can change tempo, I think that can give a defense trouble, and it can limit substitutions and limit the number of looks you can be in.